Thank you, Christian, and good afternoon, all. And I'd like to thank the Trade Division for inviting the Energy Division to give our thoughts on this very, very important issue. So what I'm speaking on is the critical raw materials which are required for energy transition, which is an area where people were not thinking much a few years back. It was part of the background, but now it has come as one of the top priorities for everyone to fight climate change. When you talk about critical raw materials, it is totally different from any other trade that is happening because of three reasons. One is you can mine the minerals only where it is. You cannot do the mining anywhere. You have to do the mining where the minerals are available. Then the second factor is the minerals are very complex. Raw materials are taken from the mined material, processed, then converted, refined, and converted into components that are used into products, and then it reaches the consumer. So the process is quite complex in terms of the chemistries and engineering that are involved. There are three issues which I would like to highlight in this complex sphere. One is a byproduct blindsight, what we call, or a byproduct black hole. Most of the minerals which are required for energy transition are produced as byproduct of something, some other minerals. Some other primary mineral is there, and this is coming as a byproduct. Byproduct traditionally has never been accounted for. It was not considered in terms of the financial calculation. It is not considered in terms of regulations in taxations. Nowhere these minerals are considered, the byproducts are considered. It is given as a bonus to the company which is working on the minerals. So no, it is not a matter of mandate to report on the byproducts. The second thing is, as I said, the value chain is quite complex. You have starting point, which is very fixed. You have an end point, which is also very fixed. You have the consumer markets where these products are used. That is also fixed. We know where it is used. We know where it is coming from. But there is a bloated middle. There is a huge number of processes which is going on in the middle, in which hundreds and thousands of players are there. You have a few hundred thousands of a few hundred miners. You have a few hundred final product manufacturers. In the middle, you have hundreds of thousands of players, and it is very difficult to account who what is doing what from where the mineral material is going where. The third important fact is the price volatility. There is in general a big price volatility in the value chain, but it is more in the middle. You can manage it in the mining phase or in the upstream. You can manage it in the downstream where the manufacturers are done. But when the conversion is happening in middle, the volatilities are very different, difficult, very high. And because of these issues, it is very difficult for a company which is making mobile phone, for example, to have a vertically integrated industry here, starting from mines to produce, like TV or electric vehicle. Very few companies attempt to do that, and those who try to do that find a lot of difficulties. So there is a huge gap in information here. There is asymmetry in information. You have a lot of, in terms of the primary material, but very little information on the byproducts, very little information on the middle level players, very little information on the price fluctuations which are happening in the middle. And here, the UN ECE in the last 5 years has tried to build a system that can bring accountability here, and that is called the United Nations Resource Management System. So this system is basically principle-based, because you cannot enforce rule-based structure in this complicated environment. So there are 12 fundamental principles, which includes all the social, environmental, and economic aspects. It includes issues like circularity, value addition, and innovation. It includes issues like capacity building, so that people are constantly renewed on the information that is going on. And this system has got transparency at its core. And this is where the system is very important in answering this important question on how United Nations Resource Management System can smoothen the issues which are going on in terms of transparency in this raw material world. So with that, I will stop, and we'll take any more questions if it is required. Thank you.